Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. And I'm your host for this evening, The Miracle Man. And I am very grateful to have you along with me here tonight for another powerful episode tonight. It is Testimony Tuesday tonight, so we're going to be talking about another miracle. We're going to talk about Peter and John, how they went into the temple to pray, you know, and they met the man who was lame. On the way, he was in a wheelchair, and he was begging, you know, he needed help. And Peter said, you know, I don't have money, but I give you, I command you in the name of Jesus to get up and walk. That's part of what we're going to be talking about today. In a while, when it comes to that part of the program. We are going to do some other things first. Going to do a little monologue, then going to introduce how to listen to the show and give the phone number. Then we're going to pray, then we're going to get to the lesson. And then we'll do that, our lesson. Then I'm going to sing a song that could be a hymn or it might not be a hymn. It's Amazing Grace. So most of y'all know the song, but whether it would be considered a hymn or not, I'm not sure. Because I was thinking, well, I haven't sang on the show in 2 weeks. I didn't sing at all last week. I'm trying to sing once a week on the show at least. You're going to start hearing me sing a little more. And then after Thanksgiving, you're going to hear me singing at least one Christmas carol every episode. But then once December hits, when we get into December, it'll be two. One thinking I have decided, though, that this year there will be a couple Christmas carols that I will do before Thanksgiving. Don't get mad at me now. Don't get mad at me now. That won't be until after Veterans Day. So, yes, I get it. It's October. I haven't even turned mine on yet. Seeing how early that Halloween store opened really is tempting me to start it a little bit before Halloween, because I think a holiday that is about God deserves more time, you know, than a holiday that isn't about God, like Halloween. They opened it basically September 1st, and they'll close it on like November 1st, which means, to be fair, do you think that Christmas music should end on the 25th? and wanted it to be for 2 months, then you'd have to start it on like an October 25th. To each his own, though. And I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I haven't turned it on yet, but I will say, it is October. It is fall. I'm enjoying the football. Do I miss summer? Yes, but I'm not longing for it to be back the way I was maybe 2 weeks ago. Because I realize there's no more denying it's all finished. It's cooling down in this part of the country. Fall is here. I'm ready for some cider and cider donuts myself. I really am. Just thinking about where I would go to get it. That leads me to something else. I've been wanting to know for a while. Does anybody know if there's such a thing as a pumpkin-filled donut? Maybe pumpkin cream-filled. Any kind of like donut with pumpkin filling. Now, I know about the whoopie pies that are pumpkin filled, pumpkin whoopies, whoopie pies from the Amish store up in Clare. But those are awesome. I greatly enjoy them. Had a few already this now. I'm hoping to find some pumpkin filled donuts. Like some kind of pumpkin cream or something. What you doing? Now, I've seen a pumpkin powder glazed. Cassidy, have you seen any kind of pumpkin-filled donut before? That's not a glazed?
No, I haven't. I've seen, like, a pumpkin spice. Well, I don't know if that's more of a spice glaze. I have not.
I'm thinking of like a pumpkin custard type thing, or something like that.
Yeah, we'll have to do some searching around for it.
Because we'll have to find it because another partner of mine, folks, Jenny, who's up me before with the show, was I like to nickname her donut. I texted her about it once, and I've talked to her directly about it. She really wants them. Because she likes pumpkin everything like I do. And loves donuts just as much as I do.
Basically.
And so, gotta find a pumpkin-filled donut. Have to.
Gotta find it.
Yeah.
If not, we'll make one.
All right. But they're so delicious, but you know the leaves are going to start turning, and here, do I miss summer? Not so much right now because it's a point of fall that I like where it's still kind of warm enough that you can go outside and walk around, you know, man, if it's nice out, but I'm sure come January, February, by then I will absolutely be longing for and pleading for at least spring. At the very least, spring. But more than likely, summer as well. And no, folks, I don't want you to think it's just about being in the water somewhere or other various things about it. It's everything put together. But, it's pretty cool. And I would just like to say I am here at McDonald's, as I always am, 1711 South Saginaw Road, across the road from one of the remaining Kmarts here in Michigan. One by one, they continue to close. I'm across the road from a Kmart, northwest of a Marathon / Admiral, and southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. I'm here in the near the front of the restaurant. You can come in and say, "Hi, Miracle Man." Yeah. I am one of the few radio hosts that'll actually let you come in here and say hi to me while I'm on the air. Because I'm from... And... That makes it... pretty cool. Now... I want to let you know, on Friday, Trick Treat Win starts at McDonald's. It is a game that is like Monopoly, which McDonald's has done in the past, but it's different. The biggest prize they're giving away, $50,000, as opposed to the $1 million that Monopoly would give. Some of the food prizes are rather similar, though, that you can win, such as medium fries, a large sandwich, small frap smoothie or shake, breakfast sandwich, McFlurry. So... basically the same prizes, although a little different. Items that have tickets. Many of the regulars, except for the Big Mac. Because the Big Mac is actually a prize, that's why they're not on the Big Mac. Cassidy, I think they should have switched it around and put the and made the quarter pounder a winner and put the game pieces on the Big Mac. Because that's what people are more used to. But in many promotions McDonald's has done in the past, they're what they like to call the big three. Filet-O-Fish, Big Mac, McNuggets. The 10-piece, you know?
Maybe they're trying to increase their sales on the quarter pounders.
Because after all, they are the new fresh patty, fresh never... frozen patty, but I don't know that they, to me, they don't taste any different. They really don't. That doesn't mean they're not good, but just they switch from frozen to fresh. You should notice a difference. I don't. I never disliked McDonald's burgers the way they were. I will, however, say there are fast food actual burgers that I will say that I do like better than McDonald's, such as Sonic, for example. What about Burger King and Wendy's, you may say? Well, it would all depend on the burger. And for the most part, I would have to say I like McDonald's better than Wendy's burgers. But Sonic, they got some good stuff. They really do. And I am going to say, if you got tickets, then we can talk about them on the air as you get tickets if you get them. Because I like knowing how people are doing with that game. because I'm a winner. I know God's going to help me win the big prizes, the big one of the big prizes, not just the food. Yes, I'm sure I'm going to win some food. The free fries, which is the easiest to get, 1 in 9 tickets will be a free fry. But even though the food prize I really want is an ice cream, we'll see how many of those I can get. I'll say 3. You only get 1 ticket on every item unless you get a large fry and or a 20-piece McNugget. Whereas with Monopoly at McDonald's, you get 5 tickets. You get 2 tickets on everything except for large fry and 20-piece, where you would get 4. So that's why I'd like to try to get 3 McFlurries instead of 5. But we'll see how it goes. The fun starts Friday. Yep, and we'll see what all transpires. Are you gonna make game picks for what tickets you're gonna get? Like how I make my football predictions? No. Because it's very different. But it's gonna be fun, and when you go to McDonald's and get your stuff, it feels like you're opening presents. Looking, hoping. It's like you're like that you're like that 7-year-old. You know, who's sitting down by the tree on Christmas morning, you're like peeling off the wrapping paper, you know? Just seeing what's there. Well, that'd be me, like peeling, like right off, like the swipe to peel the thing off, you know? Because I grabbed it because if I did it the way you actually rip it off, it could rip the cup, you know? So that's why I swiped it. But it's gonna be fun, and dang it, it's been 2 years since McDonald's has done any kind of game like this, and I wasn't sure whether or not they were ever going to do another one like that ever again. That's kind of why I'm really excited, because I wasn't sure whether or not they would do it. So, have fun playing the game. Participation may vary. See store for details. And remember, I'm loving it. Also remember, you get a drink cup, there's some Coca-Cola in it. Because Coca-Cola is the best soft drink. Even though college football is sponsored by Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper's giving away a bunch of scholarships and that, Coca-Cola is still the best soft drink. And just enjoy a Coke, as it is so delicious. Oh man, Coca-Cola is really good, but McDonald's Coca-Cola is honestly the best. Now, where I'm going in a little while, there are a few McDonald's that actually have the Coke Freestyle machines. You know, the ones that have 100 and some flavors. I am curious to see Freestyle machines still get that same delicious Coke that is delivered in those special tanks. Do you bet they do? Probably. So I wonder how that would be like with the vanilla put in that you get from the Coke Freestyle. So I'm sure it would still be the Coke's vanilla, but it would be McDonald's Coke mix, right? So that would make the vanilla sweeter. You bet it would. Now, we're just speculating, but, folks, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out because that Coke Freestyle app tells me where the places are that has the machines. And there are a few McDonald's that have them. Unfortunately, none of them are in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee. They're all in, like, Georgia, NYC. I can't believe there's one in Chicago, and McDonald's is headquartered in Chicago now. That doesn't make any sense, Cassidy, does it? That McDonald's headquarters cities does not have a McDonald's with that Coke Freestyle. They must fix this because if I'm going to Atlanta, and let's face it, Atlanta, folks, is the headquarters of Coca-Cola. And the pharmacy where Coca-Cola was made in Atlanta is about a mile from the Coca-Cola headquarters. So that is really cool. All right. We are now going to move on. So, folks, you have friends, family members who are interested in listening to the show. They can be a part. It's really easy. And I count on you, my audience, to help advertise the show. Word of mouth is always awesome. I want you to tell people about this awesome show. Yeah, well, what's the Preacher and Milkman show? Oh, yeah, it's a show where talk about faith in God, talk about miracles, read the Bible, talk about things in it, talk about sports. Right now, Monday and Wednesday, you got a 30-minute portion where you talk about football and pick games. Yeah, that's what we do around here. But I want you to tell people about this great show. And we care about you, listeners. We care about you. I care about your soul. The whole reason I do this show is that it's about your soul. I want to see you make heaven. Yes. I enjoy talking about sports. Yes, my dream job is having a blog talk radio, is having a radio show where I do talk about sports on it, like for a regular radio station somewhere. But we call this the Miracle Man Show, and what I care about most is your soul. I really want to see you make heaven. It's really important. So if you don't know Jesus, please give your life to him. Live for him with everything you have. But you can tell people how to be a part of the show. Here's the website. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. Once you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. When you're in the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay, Upfront Entertainment. After that, you'll see a link that says Live and Large. Click on that, please. After that, you'll see a little bubble thing that says Preacher and Miracle Man. I want you to click on that. After you're on the show, you want you to hit that follow button that you're going to see. And here's why. when you hit that follow button, you're going to start getting notified when we get ready to do our shows. For example, tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to be back here at McDonald's and do another show. Monday, we'll be back. We'll do another show, part of which will be that I will tell you what tickets I've gotten as far as what food prizes I've gotten, you know, and stuff. And if it's going bad, I may vent a little bit. We'll see. By bad, I mean like I'm 0-4, whatever I've gotten between the tickets. Like, supposed to be 1-4 chance. So let's say I've gotten Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We'll see. We'll see. 4-1-1-3. So we'll say I'm like 0-8, 0-9. When you're supposed to get 1 out of 4, I'll let you know. If it starts getting worse, then I might have to vent a little bit. I won't be mean or anything, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to share what's going on either. So, yeah, you can be in the know. You can follow along with me. And very soon, for the next couple of days, I plan to launch a Facebook page for this show. I'll let you know what it's going to be called, and I'll let you know when it launches. It's going to go live on it. I'll be letting you know when we get ready to do our shows what we're going to be talking about. There'll also be Bible verses posted where every day I may post a healing verse or something or another encouraging verse to hope build you up in the faith. Amen. Yes, at times there will be sports updates as well. I'm also going to create a Twitter. I'm going to figure out a way to make it so that whenever I post something, it'll go to both of them. Is there a way to do that?
I'm not sure how to do it.
Because I'm curious. Because then, I could just be there on my Twitter. I could be, please join me for the show. We will be talking about da-da-da-da-da. We'll be reading from, you know, and then just send that tweet, and it goes on my Facebook too. So we'll see how that works out, but you'll be able to follow me. And if I decide to vent a little bit, like I said about my tickets, if the game's not going well, or my mom's going to get tickets and hers isn't going well, you're going to hear about it. You just might hear about it. I don't mean like it'll be like I went 0-5. If it gets to the point where after the course of like 6-7 days, I field like 10 tickets and then get nothing, That's when it's getting bad, don't you think? Don't you think that's when it's getting pretty bad? Because if there's 20 tickets, you know, when there's two tickets per thing, like with Monopoly, 0 for 10 isn't as bad as 0 for 10 when you only get one ticket per item. That's bad, don't you think?
Yes.
So, well, we'll let you know because I'm going to, I'd be funny about it and try to come up with some sports metaphors for it and stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And you'll be able to follow me on Twitter and on, I'm actually going to figure out how to link the two together, but Facebook will be for sure. You can follow me personally on Twitter, though. I do tweet here and there. Especially, like, if I'm listening to a sports game, like an NFL sports game, on my radio, on my phone. You might be seeing some tweets. I actually plan to live tweet to a degree the Millendow game in a few weeks. Just an example. But it'll be fun. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome. But please, all that to say, please go check out the page, blogtalkradio.com. Check out our page, all our episodes that we've done. We've done nearly about 220 of them now. It's all archived. You can go back and take a listen and just enjoy and receive from God. Amen. Also, before I give you the telephone number, I must remind you, it is very much a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Because we do a lot of all kinds of other things on our phones, you know, pay bills, make phone calls, send texts, stream videos, you know, stream NFL games, even though due to copyright rule, they shouldn't be, you're not supposed to be allowed to stream them, but guess what? I'm not going to pay, so I don't even think those NFL games should be copyrighted to begin with. I don't know why they are, but it is. To be honest with you folks, I should be able to just go on YouTube and look up, for example, the Falcons game from Sunday. Should be able to go on YouTube, go back, and stream the game. And it just be right up there on demand that I can watch it. But no. All I'm seeing is these sillies. I want to try to watch a game from a couple days ago, all I'm seeing is the Simulation Nation and stuff like that, which is not the real game. It's not. So I really think the NFL needs to look at some of its stuff. We have a telephone number where you can call in. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, basically. There'll be dialogue with you and me, and we can talk about generally whatever. We can talk about sports. We can talk about God. We can talk about miracles. We can pray. Later, when we're done with the Word of God, I'm going to pray for those who are in need of a miracle from God. I will pray for you. So please, if you need a miracle from God, do not turn off this program, please. I'm going to pray for you. Now, the telephone number to call in and be a part, we can talk about basically whatever. Is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Please listen for the prompts and then press 1, and then my assistant will let me know that we got a caller, and then I'll get you on the air, and I'll say, what say you? And you'll be able to talk to me. All right. I'm just taking a sip of my delicious Coca-Cola. Now we're going to pray, and we're going to open up the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, come before you tonight with gratefulness, with thanks and honor for who you are. Thank you for this opportunity to minister to these listeners from your word, Jesus. I thank you that you show me what to say tonight. Thank you that these listeners have a heart to receive, a heart that is receptive, a mind that is alert, that they will be taught the Word of God. I thank you that these people will never, never, never be the same again, as they will receive from you. Lord, thank you that you use me as an oracle, and I say what you would have to say. I confess right now over the show that finances are coming to the show, new equipment is coming to the show, sponsors and partners are coming to the show, and increases in audience are coming to the show. And most importantly, God, I claim that souls are coming to the show. People will come and give their lives to you on this platform. We praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Praise God. Just heading there now. Just going to let you. I'm going kind of a little slow on purpose, just so I can give you time to find it. I have found my spot, and I just want to encourage you. When I pray, you pray. When I sing in a little bit, you sing along with me if you know the lyrics. And as I study the word, you study with me. Don't be a spectator, be a participant. Amen. That's how you're going to get the most out of this. Praise the Lord. Just moving the stuff. Sorry. We are ready. We're going to begin reading in verse 1. So go ahead and follow along in your Bible. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man, crippled from birth, was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to sit and beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have." In other words, I don't have any money. But what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. And instantly, the man's feet and ankle bones became strong. And he jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what they had just seen happen. Verse 11 now. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colony. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, even though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the Holy Spirit, the Holy and Righteous One, and you asked that a murderer be released to you instead. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith, in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see him and you know him, was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying, this was Christ, would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. Indeed, all of the prophets from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have foretold these days. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, your offspring, all peoples on earth, will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. All right. Praise God. All right. Amen. Let's talk about this. So Peter and John were on their way to the temple. They were on their way there to pray. They're going to a prayer meeting. And as they're approaching the temple, they see this man just sitting there and he's asking for money. Oh, not only is he asking for money, he can't walk. He's just sitting there weak. And these days, in those days, they didn't have wheelchairs. They didn't have what they have today for crippled people who cannot walk. They didn't have it. But this man, they told him, you know, look at us. We want you to look at us. Give us your attention. So he looks forward at him like this. And he holds his hand out, expecting that Jesus is going to give him some money. I mean, that Peter and John is going to give him some money. But he doesn't get no money. In fact, Peter, I don't have any money to give you. I have something better. I have Jesus. And then he proclaims, in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Immediately, he got up, he walked, he followed him into the temple, jumping, walking, praising God, shouting unto God. Imagine most of the church, the temple, they were in there having a prayer meeting, and they shouted unto God for the miracle they had just seen performed before their eyes. Yet people chose not to believe him. In fact, Peter rebuked them for being the one who chose to put him on a tree and to have Barabbas released instead of Jesus. But this miracle, now this was an instant miracle. And more commonly than not, the miracles that Jesus uses is the system of recovery. Meaning you may have a surgery, you may have to take your medicine, you know, have to do some natural things in order to receive what you're believing for. But thank God for miracles. Thank God for miracles. Thank God for miracles. That miraculous healing right then, right there, she got up, ran into the temple with them, and just praising the Lord, thanking God right there. By then, he didn't care about the money. So happy about his healing. He was thanking God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us need to look and say, what you going to do after you receive what you're believing for? Are you going to be grateful to God and praise Him? And like always be grateful to Him? Or are you going to clap and shout and praise Him for a minute, for like 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes, or until the end of the church service, or until the next day or whatever, and then the next day wake up and say, oh, by the way, Lord, give me that other thing I was asking for, and I need it right now, and I don't care what happens. And I... So you just got to check yourself. Now, this man had faith. This man had faith. He got healed instantly. But they were amazed at what they had seen. But it was the same man who used to sit there outside that temple and beg for money every day. That was how he got money. But God healed him. God healed him. He received the healing in his body that he had been hoping for. Amen. Now I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to sing Amazing Grace. After that, I'm going to pray for those who are in need of a miracle. And guess what? I don't care what that miracle is. God knows what it is. Whether it be money, healing in your body, a loved one, one great man that I know of, he lives in Honduras now, was out of our church, Living Word, great man. He got a motorcycle accident. His arm got broken and stopped severely. Believing for his total healing. Now we're going to sing his song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to hear, my shining as the sun. To sing God's grace from where Be good. We spend this 10,000 years. We know nothing to sing God's grace when we first believe. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to pray for those who are in need of a miracle, a right now miracle from God. We're going to believe that you're going to receive that manifestation. You're going to be able to testify, either on the show or otherwise. You're going to be able to testify. I received what I was believing God for. I will begin praying right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for that great story we read in Acts chapter 3 about Peter and John and that lame man that was healed. That instant miracle that was performed right in front of their eyes, that these people were able to get up and walk. That man was able to get up and walk into the temple with Peter and John. And he got in there and he praised you like none other. Lord, I bring to you one false. I thank you, Lord God, that you heal his arm right now from this motorcycle thing. All pain will be removed, all ligaments, everything, all fractures, everything will be restored just as it had been before the accident. As you are working in his body. I pray right now for these other people that I know of. These people that I go to church with. These people, these listeners right here on the show. I pray right now that these people receive that miracle that instant miracle that they need from you, whether it be in their money, a decision they have to make, whether it be a healing in their body, maybe something in their mind. Thank you that they will receive it right now. The manifestation will take place right now where they sit, and whatever is hindering them will back down, back down, back down, and back down until it's not noticeable and until it's gone. Whatever the hindrance is, will leave. Right now, in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Quick update on NFL football from last night. Then we're going to get into some baseball. Last night, the Chiefs beat the Broncos by a score of 27-23. They came from behind in order to win that ball game. Chiefs are the only undefeated team left in the NFL other than the Rams. Stand-wise and decide. Are the Chiefs a contender or a pretender? I asked a fellow football fan earlier today. I was writing down notes for the show, and but then I asked him. He said pretender because of various weaknesses that they have, and also the fact that they haven't really been winning in the playoffs when it really matters as much. And he has no reason to believe that they're going to just stay undefeated long term. He thinks they will lose soon. I think, honestly, the Broncos will probably win that division. I really do. How far will they go? Who knows? So 27-23 turned out to be a pretty good game for a Monday night game. At least it wasn't a blowout. Last year, there were a few different Monday night blowouts. I'm glad that this wasn't one of them. And it was fun. Actually, all the night games on the NFL, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, all good games that were rather close. Even the big primetime Saturday night game, Ohio State, Penn State, close. Very much so. Certainly better than the late show. If you're looking for something to watch. But obviously not everyone's into football. I just like to say that. Even though really I'm listening to them mainly on the radio for these games. But still. Some good games. Really has. All right. Baseball first. We'll get the sad out of the way, and that is the Tigers analysis. 64 wins, 98 losses. Cabrera was lost rather early in the season. Sat out most of the season. There were games where they were more gritty than they had been last year, but then there were other times where it was like, what happened? We need more power in our bats. We need a lot more power and more hard hitting. We really do, so we can compete more. you were third place in your division. Well, third place wouldn't be so bad if you didn't lose 98 games. We lost 98 games. A few more than I would have liked to have lost, but other people were thinking we were going to lose 100. At least we didn't lose that many. So we can use better pitching a little bit. But when our pitchers are giving us a good game, we've got to score runs to help match them so that we can win more of these one-point games. I can think of quite a few, at least 8 or 10, that had we been able to win all of these, instead of 98 losses, you'd be looking at more like 88. And then you'd be able to look and get some new players for next year, look at it and go, healthy Cabrera. We get another good batter that's ready to go, another good starting pitcher. And you think, well, you lost 88 games last year. Let's try this year to win at the very least 85. But when you lose 98 games, that's a lot steeper hill to climb. So, better luck next year, Tigers. It was still fun to get to watch, but still wasn't the same as it had been. Now, part of the NL has been decided. The NL wild card is tonight. It has the Cubs versus the Rockies in Chicago. I think you'll see the Cubs win. I really do. And then you'd have Cubs Brewers for one half of the ALDS. The other half, you'd have Braves Dodgers, starting in Angeles, the city of the Angels. Who would win the NLCS? It's hard to tell right now on either side who would win. Let's talk ALCS now. Well, part of it has been already decided. Not who's going to go to the ALCS or nothing, but the bracket for the series. And that is that you will have the Indians taking on the Astros, starting in Houston, Texas, possibly to face Justin right off the bat. So that'll be a good game to watch on Friday. On the other side, you'll have the winner of New York Yankees and Oakland Athletics. Yankees have 100 wins and they didn't even win their division. Instead, the Red Sox got it. As they won 108 games, their franchise record. And then you had the Rays who won 90 games. They didn't make the playoffs. But then you had the Braves that were good enough to win the NL East. So it was the AL, I think you had the AL Beast and the NL Least. You know, you put an A between B E and S T, you get beast. And then you say, so you put the B on east, and you get beast. And then N L, you get, instead of having N L, the N L east, it'll be N L least. That's kind of funny, isn't it? That is kind of funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the Braves won that NL East, and they got to go to Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers. I'd like to see Atlanta win that series. Can they? I'll make a prediction after I see one of these games played out. That'll be next week. Hopefully, there'll be some Braves fever going down in Atlanta when I go. I'm really hoping for that. Just to be able to know that it's going on and see what's all going on with that. You could easily have, I think you will see a Yankees-Red Sox first round ALDS. One year you had Red Sox-Yankees ALDS back in 04. Red Sox were down 3-0. Came back and won the last four. And then after that, they went and swept the World Series. That was back in 2004, folks. More on baseball to come. Another time. Tomorrow we will have Football Central along with updates on what happened in the Wild Cards tonight. And until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow.